The Gemara of Samachzana, what else? Zana Maisa, that he, it's a Domalei, who gave, there was a woman who told this man, Zal Zabinli Arami Krivai, go buy this karka from my relative. Azal Zabinla, he bought it for her. Amalei, the Meicher, said, the Shaykh, Havali Zuzim, Hadas Nihali, if I end up having money one day, will you sell back to me? Amalei, the Shaykh told him, Atva Navla Achi, you and Navla, meaning referring to the woman who sent him, Achi, you are relatives, and you guys work it out together among yourselves. So the Shaila is over here, what is the meaning of this word Navla? Atva Navla Achi. What is the meaning of Navla? It's obviously referring to that Isha, but what is the title of the word Navla? And Rashi brings down two pshatim. One pshat he brings down from the Ga'inim, that in Lashon Arami, Bein Bezachar, Bein Menekeva, Kesheret Salama, Atva Hu, Atva He, you say Navla. Navla basically means him or her, he or she. So instead of saying Atva Hu, he said Atva Navla. Atva Navla basically means you and she are relatives. So that's the meaning of Navla. Navla could mean either he or she. And then he says, the Zomshat, that was her name. She's Ashma, her name was Navla. And Lachar, what this Pshat Rashi is bringing from the Garden is a Pella, that why would the Gemara over here use this Lashon Navla and not just say he or she, just say who, Atva who, Atva he. Why be Mechadosh this new word Navla? We don't find anywhere in Mechal Shas that you refer to someone as Navla instead of saying who. Why Dafka over here do we use this Lashon of Navla? And it's Tzarechin, this should be the only time in Shas where we find this Lashon of Navla. So the pshat of the Gaonim needs beer. Now, if you look in the Shita brings down a pshat from Reb Tzemach bar Paltoi Gaon, which is a mechayr this pshat that Rashi is referring to. It's a little bit more barichas, and I think Lefi, the way he's mazed over there, it would answer this question. First of all, he brings two places in Shas where we do find the lashon of Navla. One is in the Gemara Nida and Daf Kafei Amabez, and one is in the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Samaches. And the Gemara over there uses the word Navla in the context of meaning who, meaning the other person, like Rashi explains over here. But it's mashed from the Shita in both places. The way he says it is that it doesn't just mean you and him or you and she, but it means atavuhu bilvad. It's trying to be madgish, it was just you and him and nobody else. So it sounds like from these two places, the word navla is used when you're trying to say it was just me and him, not as opposed to just, you know, it was me and him, but when I say just me and him, bilvad, and nobody else, that's where you use this lashon of navla. So it could be that's why over here, Badafka is Lashon Menavla, because it's trying to say that you and she are related. There's some kurv over here, it's Mistabish will do it. So it's trying to say that there's a kurv in Yechadis. You are related as opposed to somebody else. There's a special kurv over here, and therefore you could assume that she'll probably sell back to you. And it also answers that this is not the only place in Shas where you have it in these other two places as well. And that would be the beer in the Lashon Menavla, according to the Ga'inim. Now, I think Rashi didn't learn this pshat because the way we have it in our Gemara is we don't have the Girsa Navla in both of those two places. It just says who, it says Lechudei. It does not say the word Navla. It's Masha from Rashi. Rashi didn't have that Girsa either, at least in one of the places. So if you don't have the word Navla anywhere else in Shas, it's very sure to say that the punk suddenly over here, the Gemara is going to use this word Navla that we never find anywhere else. And therefore, Rashi would rather say that it doesn't mean who or he, but rather it means it's her name. Her name was Navla. Her name was Shuzashma. And was Taker name, and Lefi that it fits in better because we don't find this Lashon Navla anywhere else in Shas. And I think the from the Rambam, you can bring a Raya Luchara that he learned like Rashi, not like the guy in the Rambam, and Hilchos Mechir, Perkei Alfa Lachir Beis, he paskins this Gemara, he brings down the Maisa, and he says, Maisa be'isha shashalcha Ruven liknas lachas mishem and she haya kreiva, bar mishem and americhal Ruven ashliach im yuli maiz taxili plainis kreivasi karka zu. Yeshiva Ruven, and Ruven answered, and he says, "V'amrlei ata uplenis kreivim k'may achim klemer hadava kreiv sheitachzul chav einu machpedes al zeh." And Obama said, "Mechacham v'amr hayzeh shliach lokanoklum shel sam chadaitai," because of what he said. So the way the Rambam is saying over the Gemara, he's saying over the Ma'aseh in the Gemara, and he says, "Yeshiva Ruven v'amr ata uplenis kreivim k'may achim, you and plenis are coming k'may achim." So he's touching the words at v'navla as Atu Plainus. Now Plainus is B'makam saying the shame, even though the Ram doesn't say the actual name, because that's not Nagar, he's Paskin Allah Ladar, so he doesn't have to quote the name of that Maisa. But it sounds like he's touching it up, that Atva Navla means you and she, and you insert the name over here, which happened to be Navla, and Ram just changes it to Plainus. But he seems to learn that Navla was her name, as opposed to saying it's some type of generic who or he, or else the Ram would have said Atu Vahu or Atu Vahi. So the Pashtus Rehitas Lashon HaRamam is Mashma that he learned like Rashi in his Omshan, Alek the Gainim, the Navla was Shema Isha, and it's not the Navla means who or he.